The Non-Aligned Movement Summit in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, came to an end with delegations from 120 countries demanding respect for international law and sovereignty of all nations. The member states called on the United States to immediately lift the economic and financial sanctions on Venezuela and other sovereign states. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro highlighted the importance of the non-aligned movement, saying it can serve as a powerful tool to offset the impacts of the hegemonic policies of the United States and some of its allies.
Member states must go with the legacy of the remarkable leaders who founded the non-aligned movement and turned it into a unity platform to reject colonialism and promote freedom for all the nations across the world.
During the NAM summit, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif proposed a committee to take serious actions against the hostile U.S. policy toward Iran, Venezuela, and many other countries.
If you call it Committee on Economic Terrorism, is a good start in order to do that, and being very specific on what we do and what we call to deprive the Americans of any notion of legality by calling it economic terrorism.
Zarif also blamed the U.S. for creating instability and insecurity in the Middle East and Latin America. Iran's foreign minister also commended the resistance of the Venezuelan people against the U.S., saying it is very important for the world. After 2 days of intense negotiations at the summit, all delegations signed a statement that was read by Venezuela's Minister of Foreign Affairs.
We have agreed on the promotion and consolidation of peace through the respect to international law. Many proposals were heard, and a working group was appointed to achieve these goals.
Analysts say the non-aligned movement should condemn all kinds of U.S. interventions in the internal affairs of the countries around the world.
Peaceful coexistence and respecting the right to self-determination are among the core values of the non-aligned movement. Experts here say member states have to work together to protect those values when faced with external threats. Jesus Silva, Press TV, Caracas.